Everything you need
for a brand new day.
Cliffo and Kate for breakfast.
Today on the Cliffo and Kate podcast, we explore those ads that are written and done so well, Kate, that they're permanently ingrained in your brain.
For like 30 or 40 years, some of these have been ingrained in listeners' minds. We also chat to two Cowboys legends, Jake Granville, who has just clocked up 200 games for the Cows, and Kyle Felt, who is now the highest score trier for the Cowboys as
score
well.
Score trier or try scorer? Either way.
Try scorer. Okay. Same, but different.
The score trier, Kyle Felt, coming up on the Cliffo and Kate podcast.
It's underway. Give your love to a cowboy
man. They are the two most talked about Cowboys this week for two reasons. Jake Granville just clocked up 200 games for the Cowboys, and Kyle Felt just became the most top try scorer for the Cowboys, and they join us both this morning. Thanks for joining us, guys.
Hello, boys.
Thank you.
Happy to be here for the try scorer.
For the try scorer.
We got there in the end.
It's not that hard, you know. Try scorer.
Jakey Granville, 200 games. What a milestone. And for me, one of the big standouts was Coach Todd Payton describing you as the gold standard of what it is to be a North Queensland Toyota Cowboy. Obviously, this is a club you love so much. What does the Cowboys mean to you, mate? What does this milestone mean to you?
Yeah, it was nice to hear those words said about me and stuff. Don't really look into that too much. But, the club means a whole lot to me. Feels like home. I've been up here for about 10 years now. So it's a very special club. The people they represent, or we take the park for, and the players, I just love their values and the way they go about things. So, it's been an honour and very lucky to be part of such a good club. And, hopefully we can do something special this year for them.
Jake, there was, when you ran out on the weekend, there was a guard of honour. Your family was out there. There was a few ex-footy players out there that you used to play with, where there was a few sort of wet eyeballs floating around as well. What did that sort of mean to you to have a lot of people that you loved on the field there with you as you ran out?
Yeah, it was special. They've all played a massive part in my career, and some of those I played with, and some of those have just helped me through the whole journey with my family and close friends. So to have them all there, and most of them, a few couldn't make it, but had a lot of them there, and it was very special to see them before the game. It means a lot, you know, like that's why you play one of the reasons I play the game, and to have them all there in the one spot was awesome, and I can't thank them enough.
There's a rumor going around that you're the nicest guy in rugby league. You won't say a bad word about anyone. Kyle, can you dish some dirt on this guy? He's too squeaky clean.
He must have done something. Jerked to someone, kicked someone in the knee or something like that at training.
Does the old Tonya Harding?
I think the worst thing Jake's ever done is probably one of the boys dropped their notebook and he walked past and didn't pick it up. That's probably the worst thing he's done.
What an animal.
Controversial.
Get out of here.
And that was only because someone got it before he got there.
Hey, Jake, your nickname, I've heard this floating around and I don't know where it came from. Is it the breather? Is that?
I've got the audio here. Do you want to hear this?
I would love to.
This is all the players on the video. Okay.
Jake Kenneth Granville.
The breather.
Jorby.
The breather.
So, the breather.
Jorby Brown.
Jake Granville. The gold standard of being a North Queensland Toyota Cowboy.
I feel like you're not a real footy player until you have a nickname. Where did the breather come from?
I think I just sort of started calling people that. And then because I used it and everyone probably thought it was a bit strange, they started calling me that. So, I've had a few nicknames over my
What's
period.
Jorby?
That's just something my uncle gave to me growing up. He played with this bit of a dude. It was a bit of a unit down in Sydney when he was younger, and he was Jorby Brown from Sydney Town, and I don't know, he just thought I was a unit as a kid, bit of a rat bag, so he started calling me that. So then one of my mates gets a hold of it, and it's a bit different, so it gets used pretty frequently.
Look, we're going to go to break. We're going to come back. It's Kyle Felt and the man of 1,000 names, Jorby, the breather, Jake Granville. More from the boys next on Triple M. couple of special guests in the studio from our North Queensland Toyota Cowboys, Jake Granville and Kyle Felt. Of course, next game is Saturday, 5:30 kickoff, the guys in Sydney to take on the Eels, Kate.
Yeah, they are the two most talked about Cowboys at the moment. Jake Granville's now a life member of the Cowboys, which means he gets free schnitties and Forex at the league's club for the next 30 years. I'll definitely be tagging along to that one. But Kyle Felt, you are now the Cowboys' top try scorer with 131 tries. You've just overtaken Matty Bowen. It's been a couple of days now. You've had some time to let that sink in. Has it sunk in for you?
Yeah, it has, I guess. On the night, it didn't really sink in because it was my good mate Jake's 200th game, which is a little bit more important than scoring tries, I guess. He's a life member of our club, and it's a very illustrious crew he's in. So, but yeah, it has been a couple of days now, and looking back at it, I've only played 190-odd games, so to score 131 tries and such, I guess, that amount of games is pretty cool, thing to do, and a lot of people don't get to score that many tries, let alone any in NRL. So, yeah, looking back at it now, I'm very privileged to, I guess, be on that list of players that are on there for the club, and not only be on it, but to be at the top of it is pretty cool.
This is going to be a strange question, and
don't
I
ask it,
think
then.
I might know the answer. What do they say? No bad questions, only bad answers. Have you got a favourite try of those? And is it 2015 grand final?
Everyone says that. It is definitely my favourite, but I reckon, not including that one, probably have to be my first try at home.
At
1-300. It was against Gold Coast Titans, funny enough. I got a ball from Matty Bowen. He passed me the ball, a long ball, and I fended off the other winger and dove into the corner. And then, yeah, dang, that's probably my favourite just because it was my first home game. All my family were there, and that was my second ever NRL try, so it was pretty cool. And that's probably one that sticks out the most. There is some other really memorable ones there, but that one is probably the one, apart from the grand final, that sticks out the most.
Now, you've obviously, all of this illustrious stuff that's happened this week, you kind of got to put it behind yourself because there is a game to play this weekend. You guys are up against Para this coming weekend. How's the preparation been this week, and has anything sort of changed after the Titans game on the weekend, Jake?
So we got a chance to come in this afternoon and go head into training. We got the prep starts today, I suppose. And, we've done our recovery all good now. Everyone's pretty right, except Butters. Labor's still a bit hurt. So, we'll have to knuckle down and do a bit of preview today and, take some good steps in the preparation against the Eels.
And no back chat in the ref this week, Kyle? Or what's, just quickly, can we? Is that, am I rubbing salt in the wound there? But you copped a penalty for back chat against the Titans. What did you even say?
1200 grit sandpaper, that one. I didn't honestly, it was not even a blow up. I didn't even swear at him. It was a bit unfortunate. But yeah, I just asked, because when you got to play the ball, you want to play it on the mark. And there was obviously a fella in the road. So I took like half a step or a step forward. Played it and he asked me to go back and I said, do I play it on the mark? And I did a hand gesture and then I played it and then, yeah, and I just said, where do I play it on the mark next time? And then penalty, so.
Really?
Yeah. He was having a bad day.
Oh, yeah. I don't know. Something obviously happened in the first half, so, and I just, yeah.
Wouldn't it be good with your kids if you had the whistle and just back chat?
Yeah. Yeah, to your room. Thank you.
Yeah, go. You're on report. Wait till mum gets home. All right, cannot wait. Saturday, 5:30 kickoff. It's the Cowboys taking on the Eels. Jake Granville, Kyle Felt, thanks for coming in, boys.
Cheers, guys.
Thank you very much.
Thank
you.
Triple M's pressure test. 10 questions, 60 seconds. And a grand in the hand.
Pressure test is back tomorrow, Friday, the 12th of April, Kate. And this is where you get a free answer on the Cliff and Kate podcast.
And the question is, Guy Clifton, in which decade were the Wiggles founded?
Oh, it's either the 90s or it'll be the late 80s. I'm gonna lock in 90s, Kate.
Correct. First guess is always the right one. There they were founded in the 90s. It was 1991 they
I
were founded.
I knew it would have been early. It was late 80s or early 90s.
Look at them now, still going strong. And Anthony still kicking around.
Yeah.
30 years later.
Just wiggling their way all the way to the bank.
Literally. It was a very tough day in the office yesterday. We were forced to eat McDonald's burgers. We got some burgers and we were challenged, weren't we? Do you remember the old Macca's chant?
Yeah.
And I was like, yeah, I remember it. Sort of spat it out, yeah. Failed. You spat it out, yeah. Failed. But together.
This was, when are we talking here? Like yeah. 80s, 90s? This was on like
so.
Television, radio.
Yeah.
They'd printed in newspapers.
It sure was.
Like the ingredients to a Big Mac was the ad for the time.
It was the ad. It was our childhood ad.
Yeah.
So we couldn't get it out by ourselves, but we did manage to get it out together. And if you haven't seen this, jump onto our socials, Facebook and Instagram. Cliff and I managed to finally get the Macca's chant out.
Two all beef patties, special sauce, lettuce, cheese, pickles, onions, all that.
Did you hear how I like hesitated there? Like we only got there because she's saying I'll say pickles as well.
I was looking at your mouth so clearly to make sure that what we were both saying came out. But hey, we got there in the end.
Teamwork makes the dream work, baby.
Sure does, mate. And it got us thinking, you, me and Beck, about songs that we grew up with and ads that we grew up with, you know, that had sort of jingles or ads that really sort of got ingrained in our brains. Mm. And we opened a can of worms, didn't we, Cliffo? We opened a can of absolute worms.
This is like once you open this vortex,
yes,
you get sucked in because we could have filled the rest of the day reminiscing on commercials that are ingrained in our brain.
Literally ingrained. And we're early 80s babies. So I think around the sort of 90s was when we were hearing a lot of these ones. I had a favorite. There was one, I don't know where it was. I think it was the 90s, but it was a guy. He was fixing his car and he had to make a call for some insurance.
Insurance.
And he was wanting to fix his go-go mobile, Cliffo.
I've got a problem with my go-go mobile and I was wondering if G-O-G-G-O. I've got a problem with my go-go mobile. No, not the dart. Not the dart. So they always think it's the dart.
It's a weird rapper. Not the dart.
G-O-G-G-O. I can't tell you the number of times that I've actually said. So that's my favorite.
G-O-G-G. So if that ad is burned in your brain.
It is.
The one that I want to throw out there today, and this one confused me for many a year in my primary school days, was the father telling the son why the Great Wall of China was built.
Oh.
Dad, why did they make the Great Wall of China?
That was during the time of Emperor Nazi Goring, and it was to keep the rabbits out. There's too many rabbits in China.
Okay, now Daniel will do his talk on China.
Can I just say, like, as a child, did not get the humour of that ad.
No.
Now, as the father of small children, with their incessant questioning, I can completely understand a father just going, oh, yeah, they built the Great Wall of China to keep the rabbits out. It was
hard
Emperor
relate.
Nazi Goring.
I have not heard that ad in years, and I totally relate to it as well. The incestuous and crazy amount of questions that you get from 5 and 6 year olds, you kind of have to just make it up as you go, mate.
But isn't it funny how these ads, like we're talking 20, 30 years on, still ingrained in the brain. Like, you'll never forget these ads.
I can still hear the jingles and stuff in my head. There was one particular one that was rattling around in my head. I've just thought of it was a, my dad makes the fruit that goes to Cotties to make the cordial that I like best.
133353. Let's open this up. What TV ad, just what ad is ingrained in your brain? Because the other one, it hasn't got to be a TV ad. I think this was mainly radio, but the other one that's kicking around in my head, if we're going to do jingles, is 1-300-655-06.
Wasn't that the Reading Writing Hotline? Yeah, it's a good jingle. It's a good jingle.
So we've got the Great Wall of China keeping the rabbits out. We've got the Go-Go Mobile, 1-300-655-06. What was that what you said? The Cotties one.
The Cotties one. I can guarantee that if you, when you call up and tell us what the jingle is, I bet you that we'll be able to sing along
straight
with some
away.
Of them as well. Or
what ad is just ingrained in your brain all these years later? Doesn't matter how much time passes, it's still there. 133353. Renee's first. Renee, what ad is just permanently ingrained in your brain?
Well, I thought it was, and till Beck. Now I'm questioning myself, but I thought it was Yellow Pages where she's like, not happy, Jack.
Oh, an absolute classic. Have you used that in a real life situation and said to someone, not happy, Jan?
Oh, yeah.
I think it's actually become an Australianism where we actually use it in language and conversation.
Yeah. Renee, don't doubt yourself. Yeah, it was 100% a Yellow Pages ad.
It and was.
She was not, the boss was not happy with Jan because she forgot to put the ad in the Yellow Pages.
Correct. That's what I thought.
So she opens the little window. It's not happy, Jan.
A cracker, an absolute cracker.
133353, Kath, what ad is permanently ingrained in your brain?
The come on, Aussie, come on.
Come on.
Come on, Aussie, come on.
What was that advertising?
That was the one-day cricket.
Oh, that's right.
Absolute cracker, wasn't it? That is a cracker. Yeah.
That would have been a Kerry Packer ad back in the day.
Of course it was. Yeah. Oh, it was a one-day cricket.
Oh, yeah. They used to have Tomo and Lily and, all of those guys on the ad.
Great ad. And all these years later, it's still ingrained on your brain, Kath.
Never
I love
going
it.
Anywhere, Kath. Darren, what ad is permanently ingrained in your brain?
I think it was back in the late 90s, might have been the early 2000s. Mm. It was a beer ad, and they sang this sort of opera kind of song, and it went, this is an ad.
I remember.
Big ad. Or just a beer, or something like that.
It was classic opera that went, duh, 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 duh.
Okay.
Duh,
that's
duh,
it,
duh,
yeah.
duh.
And then,
it was, this is an
all
ad.
All the people, they done a overhead view sort of thing.
Yeah.
And all the people moved and they ended up making like a person and he was actually drinking a beer and going down his throat.
I absolutely
everything.
Remember it. Yeah. Great.
Why
great
am I not
ad.
Surprised that finally the alcohol ad came to Kate? It's Triple M Breakfast.